This is the Adam Gold Show.
They're off. 14 down at the start of the fourth quarter to one of the best teams in the country. If you follow women's college basketball bracketology, and who doesn't, Louisville was widely thought to be a number one seed before yesterday. Diamond Johnson, 14 of her 16 points come in the fourth. I think it was a 21-2 run to start the fourth quarter. State goes from 51-37 down, and they win going away. And Wes Moore, on the head coach of the Wolfpack, on the comeback.
Really proud of the effort and the way we fought back. Obviously, it was very disappointing and frustrating the first three quarters. Got to give Louisville credit. They came in here. They were the aggressor. They just, you know, manhandled us, you know, on the boards, every which way possible. They were confident. They were knocking down shots. And, you know, finally in the fourth quarter, just decided, hey, let's go back with the veterans and give them one more shot. They've earned that in what they've done with this program over the last 4 or 5 years. And, you know, we started hitting shots and they started rolling out a little bit. We started getting some stops, got a couple of turnovers off the press that really, I thought, got the crowd into it. And Diamond obviously hit some unbelievable shots where the coaches over there going, no, 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 nice job. great win for our program.
I love Wes Moore. Did anybody ask him about the Cowboys after the game? He mentioned the crowd got into it. Did you hear the crowd at Reynolds? God, they packed the place. What, almost 5,000 people for Louisville and NC State last night? Crowd was definitely into it. Alyssa Kinane, 15 points, 12 rebounds. Ja'Kia Brown-Turner had 14 points. Did Wes Moore give them a fiery halftime speech? Did he do that? Because he must have, right?
We may dig a hole again, you know, and you can draw from this. At halftime, I reminded them probably about 4 years ago, we came in here and, you know, right before the game, I'm downstairs and Coach Avent comes by. He sees me down there before I come up on the court. Why are you so nervous, you know? I said, are you kidding me? I mean, you know, we could go out there and just blow up or something, you know? And sure enough, we fell down. It was either 23-1 or 25-1. I can't remember which. Against Louisville, okay? It was just like we could not hit a shot. Well, we came back with 3 minutes in the game, left in the game. We were down three and had the ball. We didn't win it, but I just reminded them at halftime, you can either keep doing what you're doing and be totally embarrassed, or you can do something really special. And they chose to do something special, thank goodness.
Yeah, it's funny because the third quarter they just leveled off. They didn't really eat into the lead. I think it was about 14 at halftime and it ended up being 14 after three. But, Alec, can we get the men's game to go to quarters?
Seriously.
I mean, why is this so hard?
I don't know.
Much better.
My only theory to it is that we're just sometimes so wrapped up in tradition that we don't want to move forward, which is always the worst excuse. Well, that's the way it's always been.
Right.
So what?
Right.
I don't
exactly.
Care.
I'm 100% on board with that. State's now 3-1 versus top 10 teams. They beat Maryland. They beat Indiana. They beat Louisville. They lost to South Carolina. They will host Virginia Tech on the weekend and then play at North Carolina in their next two games. It will not have a playoff feel to it, Alec.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it won't.
It'll have a regular season feel to it.
It will have a regular season feel to it.
I love a regular season feel, personally.
So do I.
You know what I love? I love it when playoff games feel like playoff games and when regular season games feel like regular season games and when preseason games feel like preseason games and when Stanley Cup final games or whatever it is, championship games feel like championship games.
That is proper.
There's no way to replicate those until you actually get to those situations.
Canes and Rangers at PNC Arena.
It's going to be a good game, but it's going to be a regular season game.
I do think that there is a let's see what you got against one of the other best teams. You and I have talked about where the Boston Bruins fit in the grand scheme of things. I think Carolina is better than Boston. Flat better than Boston. And I think that's why Brad Marchand was so pissy, if I could just use the term, that was used of
Leon Draisaitl.
Of Leon Draisaitl. That's why I think Marchand was just in a bad mood, because I think he looks at Carolina and realizes right now, we're not as good as them. We don't have that over them anymore. Well, the Rangers are every bit as good as the Hurricanes. This is a matchup that we could be seeing, because they're in the same division and neither will probably be a wild card, that we will probably see maybe first round, but I think more than likely this is a matchup we will see in the semifinal, in the conference semifinals. A Carolina-New York semifinal is very much in play. These are two very similar teams. The Rangers get a ton of offense from the blue line. A ton. And they've got killers up front in Panarin and Zibanejad, and Chris Kreider's having a monster year. Canes, who have not played that hard a schedule, if you look at strength of schedule metrics in the NHL, but are 9-2-2 against the other 15 current playoff teams. 9-2-2. They're 4-2-1 against the East, 5-0-1 against the West, but they haven't played the Rangers, haven't played the Penguins yet. Two other best teams in the Metro. The only team they played in the Metro that's a playoff team is Washington, and that was the home loss.
Can I offer you up a couple of numbers sort of in that same vein in terms of how the Hurricanes have been in terms of against good competition?
Sure.
Right? But this pertains to the Rangers, all right? Because I think this even makes it even more interesting.
Yeah.
That the Rangers are 6-10-1 against teams in the top 8 in either conference.
Really?
They are 19-0-3 against the bottom half of both conferences. So essentially, they've been beating up bums and they haven't been beating up good teams.
Interesting. Interesting. The only weakness I can see on the Rangers is that they get a little loose defensively at times. And that isn't necessarily their defense. It's their team defense gets a little loose. Similar to Carolina, by the way, with some puck mismanagement issues. And maybe that's a service of your defense constantly being involved on the offensive end. But what the Rangers do have is an absolute flat elite goaltender. Igor Shesterkin is awesome. I mean, I think he's got the best save percentage among qualified goalies in the league. It's like it's almost 940 on the year. He is just absolutely insane. All right, before we get to our first guest, we are down to the Elite Eight in the NFL. And I will ask these four questions as we get into deeper conversations about this. Have the Bengals arrived ahead of schedule? I mean, Tennessee's the top seed for a reason. They get Derrick Henry back. But the Bengals, man, look like they are a team to be reckoned with. Will the 49ers throw it more than 10 times in the cold and wind of Green Bay? Can a nicked-up Tampa offensive line keep Von Miller, Aaron Donald, and company off of Tom Brady enough? And will Patrick Mahomes prove that he is actually the best quarterback on the field in Kansas City when they take on Josh Allen and the Bills? We have great NFL playoff matchups.
You're listening to The Adam Gold Show on the North Carolina Sports Network.